A draft agenda was sent to members for whom I had email addresses. And sorry again, Nancy, I did not have yours. The agenda is also posted on the Pacifica website. I'll read it aloud, and then, if possible, we can get started. Today's meeting, the draft agenda is as follows. Number one, call to order and roll call. Number two, approve agenda. Number three, affiliates director report by Ursula Rudenberg. Number four, brainstorming ideas, how affiliates task force members can assist the affiliates program. Number five, confirm next meeting. Number six, adjourn. And I do note that the Roman numerals were off on the website, and I will make those adjustments in the version that I'm taking, for which I'm taking minutes.
Well, I'll take the minutes for you.
Okay.
All right. And I've also corrected the spelling of Ursula's name, which starts R-U-E. Okay.
Oh, that was a typo. I certainly know how to spell her name. Sorry, Ursula.
Okay, so shall I do the roll call?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Okay, Teresa Allen is present. Ankine Angarasian. I didn't hear anything. Alana Operim. No response. Adriana Casanave?
Here.
Thank you. Maria Elena Castellanos? Don't hear anything. John Crumshow? Don't hear anything. Chandra Hopman? Chandra, are you here? I thought I heard her voice earlier. All right, well, not hearing anything. Campbell Johnson? Not hearing anything. Reggie Johnson? Not hearing. Joseph Kay? Not hearing. Janice Lane Ewart?
Present.
Frank Lefevre? Not hearing anything. Michael Novick? No response. Steve Pride?
Here.
Thank you, Steve. Robert Rabin? Thank you. Sean Rhodes? Not hearing anything. Serene Roberts? Not hearing anything. Ursula Rudenberg?
Here.
Thank you. And Nancy Sabara Naritomi?
Present.
Has anybody else come on the line?
Yes, Thomas O'Rourke.
Okay, Thomas O'Rourke.
WPFW.
WPFW. Great. O apostrophe R O A R K E.
O U R K E. Yes.
O U R K E. Okay. Well, this is your first meeting, correct?
Well, I phoned in last month, but there was no meeting. I just chatted with Nancy for a while.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry for any confusion, but PNB meeting kind of preempted us, and I thought it was marked canceled, but maybe that happened after the notice was sent out. Okay,
yeah.
Madam Chair, or Madam, I guess, temporary chair.
Temporary chair. That's
okay.
Right.
Okay. All right.
So the next item, for those who are just coming on, I'll quickly repeat the agenda again. The next is to approve the draft agenda, followed by the affiliates director report, followed by brainstorming ideas on how task force members can assist the affiliates program, confirm the next meeting, and then adjournment. Is there a motion to approve the agenda as noted?
This is Alan. I'll move that we approve this agenda.
Is there a second?
Seconds.
Okay. With no objection, the agenda is approved.
No objections.
The next item is a report by Ursula Rudenberg. Are you with us, Ursula?
Yeah, sorry. I was
wrangling my phone here. Okay, well, since the beginning of the fiscal year, which I kind of start really in September because people start paying their fees in advance of October 1st, which is the beginning of the fiscal year, as you know, the program has brought in a little under $37,000. It's 36. Well, actually, probably by now it's 37 because I heard there were two more payments today, which I have not seen yet. So somewhere between $36,000 and $38,000. And of those, $3,000 are in fees from last year still, and $500 is from 2014. So there's still some stations that are trying to pay their 2014 fee. You know, that's kind of the story right now. Everybody's struggling to pay their fees, and we have had some stations drop out. Right now, but we also, at the same time, we are growing rapidly. I think right now we're at about 170 stations, and there's about six stations that are in the process of affiliating right now. So affiliation is still happening at a relatively rapid rate. So the network is growing, and it's kind of a combination of the low-power stations, which make up a lot of those stations because so many stations are. We have a whole lot of new affiliates going on the air all the time. And there's one college station and about four internet stations that are in the process of applying with us. So the program.
So are the six include one college station and four, you said four internet stations?
Yeah, I think it's about four internet. Let me see if I might be able to take a look real fast and be able to tell you. It's four internet stations.
Thank you.
Are in the process of affiliating right now. And so it's kind of good news and bad news. I mean, good news is that the network is growing at a very steady pace, which reflects, you know, the trust that people have in the network, the confidence they have in our service and the desire to be part of our community. The bad news is that most of these are not high-paying stations, so they don't signify a significant financial force in terms of their affiliation fees. They do signify significant markets because a lot of these are in large cities. But the fees themselves, they are not terribly high. And the larger stations that have really created the financial base for the network continue to either ask for reductions or to drop out due to financial troubles and, quite frankly, Pacifica's reputation problems. And so it's kind of good news and bad news. There's a tremendous amount of energy. I think I sent a report from the Grassroots Radio Conference, which I went to in September, which was, a great event, and lots of confidence was, you know, or not confidence, but concern was expressed for Pacifica. People care a lot about this network. They want to continue doing what they're doing in the network. They want to continue to exchange programming through AudioPort. They want to continue relating to my office. There's, you know, the desire is still there. And so that's kind of the state of things right now. We're spending a lot. We have a new bookkeeper is being trained right now. And so we're continuing to, right now, since it's the beginning of the year, do the kind of, you know, basically grueling task of trying to ask people to send in their contracts so that we are able to give the national office some sort of projections, and which is a struggle because people just put a low priority on sending contracts back, so it's very time-consuming. And and trying to come up with some sort of good projection of this coming year. And I can't say I'm quite there yet, because in the past I could easily make projections because, you know, everybody's behavior was extremely consistent and reliable. But right now in this economy and with, I don't know, people's concerns about Pacifica, it's extremely unpredictable what people are going to say and do. So we're just kind of trying to ride it out and keep a poised, you know, position and, you know, retain confidence in the network. Now, having said all that, one of the reasons why I told Janice yesterday, I think, or the day before, that I did want to be able to have a meeting and report is because I just really feel that it's time for me to go on the record to express some, you know, real and growing concerns I have about, you know, where the network's headed. And I guess what I want to say is that, you know, the majority of the network is focused on the community radio, you know, the stations that we own for obvious reasons. And and so it's like very easy to, especially when people are having difficulties and who are, you know, upset with each other, which I think last meeting was a pretty good demonstration of that. It's easy to kind of not, you know, observe the fine points of things. And so this is the thing about the affiliate program. The radio stations that our network owns are pieces of property. You know, they're not only physical bricks and mortar property, they're licenses, which are real pieces of property. And so, you know, in difficult times, it is very difficult, I know, because in my free time, I manage a radio station here in Iowa, and, you know, the wolf is constantly at our door, too. And, you know, we're going through the same struggle that everybody else is. So I understand the difficulty of being faced with not enough funds. However, the license remains, the building remains, you know, pretty much until, you know, as long as possible. There are still real, you know, tangible elements that make up a radio station. This is not the case with the affiliate program. The affiliate program is essentially at heart a series of contracts. And these contracts depend upon real relationships with, you know, other stations, which are both allies and clients. And so, you know, as I hear, you know, right now two things are happening. I'm being asked to bill stations because the FET network needs the money. We do need the money. And quite frankly, it pays my bills, but it also is paying a lot of other expenses that are not associated with the affiliate program, which is fine. I mean, we've always been all for that because we want, you know, we definitely want to do our part to make things work for the affiliate program. But at the same time, there are certain things that if they go away, we will not be able to deliver the services that I am billing people for. So I just, you know, and I'm not privy to most of the discussions on the PNB, so I probably know less than many, many people in terms of the realities of where we're at. But I do hear, you know, the concerns about money, and there are certain things that, you know, if the server costs for AudioPort go away, or if the satellite goes away, you know, there are certain services that, you know, if they are not maintained, then we are not able to deliver services to our clients, and we are asking clients to pay for these services. And without those services, without the ability to fulfill our obligations, we don't have an affiliate program. It just, you know, there's nothing. It's not like a radio station. There's nothing left. There's no license. There's nothing. And so I just at this point feel that I want to go on the record as expressing concerns about whether the, you know, the elements that keep our service intact and our contractual relations intact are, in fact, being considered in the mix. It, you know, as people, you know, discuss all sorts of things. I have not heard any real plan from the Pacifica National Board, and we don't have an executive director, as to how to really look at the realities of the, you know, the situation Pacifica is heading into under financial stress, and, you know, what plan B's exist in terms of maintaining, you know, the essential integrity of what we're doing. And so I am very concerned about it. I don't know if, you know, I'm not actually saying I expect you guys to solve this problem right here and now, but this is the affiliate task force. This is the place where the welfare of this affiliate program is, you know, supposed to be discussed. And so this is the venue where I feel, you know, these concerns need to be expressed. And now on a personal level, I just, you know, want to also go on record on a personal level as an employee of this organization. It's a, you know, a difficult situation right now. I've been notified that as of beginning of November, I will probably not have insurance anymore, and I have surgery scheduled, and which is going to amount to about $30,000, and God knows on the salary I make at Pacifica, I don't have that kind of savings. So, you know, it's a serious situation that I just kind of want to express. You know, I, as an employee, we work very, very hard here to bring in the welfare of the for the welfare of the organization. We willingly give more than 50% of our income to the network to pay whatever bills they need to pay. But it is hard as an employee to do all that and not even know, you know, what plan there is in place to protect those of us employees who are at-will employees. Obviously, you know, other people at stations have unions. Those of us who are managers, we don't have a union. We've always worked on good faith. And so I just feel this needs to be expressed at least once. And that's my report.
Thank you, Ursula. I appreciate your report and your frankness. And I would ask if there are questions, let's address the question to Ursula, and I think it's also very fitting that this lead right into the next agenda item, that being how affiliate task force members can assist the affiliate program in maintaining its services and level of integrity to those stations. Did anyone else come on the call after roll call?
Yes, Chandra's on the call.
Thank you.
Also, Ankine.
Thank you, Ankine. Thank you, Chandra. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
So let's move into the next agenda item then. Given what Ursula has just reported, are there comments or suggestions on the task force members' ability to address the two items that are required for us to deliver services, that of the satellite and the server? I will note to date that I've not been at every meeting. However, my reading of messages and emails and minutes has not indicated that either of those two items are at risk at this time.
Well, no, I have not been told that either, but I also was not told that I wouldn't have insurance, and all of a sudden it's just gone, and nobody is really, you know, felt accountable to deal with that or to even give us any fair warning. And, And what my experience so far has been, that very often what happens is that because the affiliate program is given such low priority, I, you know, in terms of discussions and planning, I have no assurance that that couldn't happen with these services. And my sense is, just based on past experience, it's better to bring these issues to the surface before that happens. If I had known that I was going to lose my insurance policy, I certainly would have lived my life differently. You know, I would have spent less time, taking care of Pacifica's problems, and I would have gone, to the doctor much earlier, quite frankly. And so I'm just kind of, I think it's time for there to be some sort of understanding of what elements are required for this program to be maintained so that it isn't just kind of collateral damage, which is kind of, how I feel I've been treated.
Well, I'm sorry, Ursula, that you have not been kept abreast of what's happening with insurance. It has been discussed at the PNB level at several meetings, and at best, I'm disappointed to learn that minutes from those meetings are not reaching you.
Perhaps someone from the Finance Committee or someone that is maybe an insider that knows something I don't know can reassure you that that's not true. Adriana, do you have anything that you know about that? Hello, Adriana Casanave?
Yeah, I can hear you, but Texas, as you are, the only thing that we know is what we are receiving through the national office, and you receive as I receive. And I don't remember any of that being said in the last National Finance Committee meeting.
My point is...
I'm sorry. Do you ask me? May I finish my answer?
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. My only concern is this is not, in my view, this is not the vehicle to present or keep expanding things that, in, I don't know, unless that Ursula for sure, I don't have a clue. It is a rumor, it's a reality. Did that happen? I mean, I want to be totally sure that we are not spreading here doing exactly the same thing that is being done through a bunch of places in this network that is just spreading rumors instead of realities. I don't have the reality. I cannot attest to any of that. And I don't know if anybody here knows for sure. I want to hear it. But if not, I don't like this to be used just, like a complaint. I'm sorry.
Well, I'm not on the Finance Committee, and I have been concerned even before our CFO left that at the unreliability of some of the information that I've received. I don't know whether you've received that in writing, Ursula.
What in writing?
A statement that you won't have insurance. Can you tell me who you received that from?
Oh, well, I was told in a staff meeting. This is the thing that there is nothing in writing. There's nothing clear. It's just like, well, that's probably going to happen now. There is no clarity. It's just there is really nobody saying that. There's no clear plan.
Okay, well then this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to contact.
Hello, John Crumshow here.
Hi, John. This is Teresa. I'm going to contact our interim executive director, and if she has stated this in a staff meeting, I'm going to ask her to call an executive session of the PNB so we can get to the bottom of it and get it resolved.
So, well, I'm not sure what there is to resolve. I mean, the she didn't state it. She wasn't at the meeting. The controller basically said that this was probably the case. That's as much information as I have.
Did he use the word probably?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if that's exact. I mean, something amounting to that.
Okay, well, I'm going, so there was a staff meeting and the interim executive director was not there?
Right.
Okay. And when was this meeting?
On Wednesday.
Okay. I will contact the interim executive director and see if we need to call an executive session of the PNB so we get to the bottom of that concern. Okay?
I'm sorry. Adriana?
Orders of the day.
Adriana?
Yes, Adriana. The orders of the day is that we are on the next agenda item, which is how affiliate task force members can assist the affiliate program.
Point of information?
Yes.
I want to know exactly what we are discussing here, and we need to be careful what we are saying in open session about names, positions, and situations. We all know that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
We're aware of that, Adriana, and at this juncture, what we are doing here is moving to the next agenda item and asking that. May I finish, please? And asking the members of the task force who are on this call if they have suggestions on how they individually or they within the confines of their station can provide assistance to the affiliates program so that it maintains its current level of services and or builds the program. That is where we are now.
Hey,
and
Madam
so
Chair.
I open the floor to individuals who would like to respond to this agenda item.
Madam Chair, when you have a minute, maybe I can finish my thought.
I'm sorry, I thought you were finished. I apologize.
Okay. I want to repeat, and it's obviously it's a point of order more than important information. We shouldn't spread some things here in an open meeting and use things that should be in executive session or, we are alarming, we are spreading things that nobody knows. Somebody said that somebody said. I'm opposed to that. I don't have any problem, you know, and I know that the situation is serious. Obviously, I'm a PNB member, and I'm a National Finance Committee member. What Ursula is telling us, I think that is really great, but I don't think that should be an open session. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Adriana. Let me just clarify that Ursula provided an update on a conversation from a recent staff meeting. I do not read that, nor did I hear that as hearsay or speech someone said and someone didn't say, nor did I take that as throwing, quote-unquote, throwing around misinformation. We have moved beyond that agenda item, and I am now reminding us that we are on agenda item number 4, how affiliate task force members can assist the affiliates program. That's where we are. If there are members who would like to address this agenda item, the floor is open.
John to the stack, please.
Yes, John.
I am going to another meeting, but I would like to give you some input because I have some information. I suggested at one time what we would attempt to do would be to coordinate with the
affiliates. Can someone stop doing that, please?
I'm sorry, say that, please.
Someone is touching their phone or touching keys on their phone. If they could please mute themselves while they're doing that. Otherwise, I can't hear you, John.
Thank you. What I was saying is that I had suggested that we would work with the archives, and I did speak to Brian DeShazer, but because of our current situation, it's a little difficult to coordinate our activities, so the financial matters are Hold on, please.
I'm sorry, Madam Chair. Can you ask everybody?
Please, everyone, to mute themselves, please.
Thank you. Just a second. I will quiet the spot, and I'll try to talk again. Sorry. Can you still hear me? Okay, here we are. Now, see if this is better. Hold on. Is this better?
Yes.
Is this better now? Can you hear me? Okay.
Yes.
I was going to say that I'm going to another meeting, but before I get to that meeting, I wanted to give you input. I talked to Brian DeShazer very briefly, and because of the current economic situation, the financial problems, it's difficult to see a way of moving forward until we get those resolved. But I will continue, since I am in Los Angeles, to work on the idea of getting programs together that will combine something that we have on the station with our affiliates and try to create a program that would be available and that would be something we could use as a booster for the affiliates program and also maybe even provide a means for people to get more information about the archives. So that is my input.
So
thank you, John.
Alan for the stack.
Yes, Teresa.
Well, if John is still on the phone, I'm not quite understanding how the connection between the affiliates and the archives. I know that Archives is working on a pledge drive or a fund drive that starts on the 17th on the west and the coast and central area, and on the east coast starts on the 18th and the 19th of November and runs through Black Friday and includes a push to encourage people to invest in archives and give history for the holidays. Give gifts that through the archives where a person could get a gift and like listen to the archives while they jog or they work out or whatever. Something that's virtual rather than a lot of things that we buy for the holidays that maybe if we thought about it maybe would not be so. So such a good decision. So I know that that's a 10-day campaign, of which two of those days will be on the air. But maybe I can, if John is gone, I will try to talk to him and ask him to give me some more specifics of his idea.
Thank you, Teresa. Next person on the stack. Are there others who would like to contribute to the discussion?
Well, Alan is always willing to talk about the affiliates since it's so wonderful. Ursula, can you give us any more specifics, especially for people who haven't seen your report on the Grassroots Radio Conference? Can you tell us what the affiliates are telling you that they need? Maybe she's muted.
Well, I'm not sure I understand your question. Need in what area? I mean,
if you were talking to affiliates and they told you something about how they were raising money and it was an idea that we could incorporate, that I'm interested in. If they're telling you about a service that we can provide, especially at a low cost, which would encourage them to pay their contract earlier, I would definitely be interested in that.
I don't think there really, there really isn't anything like that anymore. I mean, what affiliates need is money. Help with, they need some sort of network activity to help with the financial
dilemma everybody's feeling, and they need news. I mean, you know, other than that, I think that most affiliates feel that, and they need for Pacifica to continue. You know, there's concern about the, you know, stability of the service. But those are the concerns that I hear. Everything else, I think, works. The network works extremely well. AudioPort, we continue to get new programs in AudioPort all the time. You know, relationships in the network continue to grow. People are helping each other. Recently, I got a request from an affiliate to, you know, she wanted a videotape to help her raise money. So I made a little videotape and put it on YouTube for her to take. You can see it there if you want to. We've been providing them with, promos they can put on the air to help explain community radio when they go on the air. There's a lot of services that we provide and that they're very happy with. And, you know, relationships are very good. But really the main thing everybody needs is to figure out, everybody is having trouble figuring out how to sustain these stations across the board, you know. You know, even some of our biggest paying stations are just saying they can't pay anymore because that's the problem everybody's dealing with. There is the traditional form of fundraising, on-air fund drives, is not enough anymore to sustain stations anywhere, not just our stations. And that's the concern everybody's dealing with.
Does Prometheus have any suggestions?
Now, I'm not sure I should speak for Prometheus. I did speak with them at length, and they actually, to be really frank, they are applying for a grant to build a program which would ultimately compete with us, quite frankly. I don't think that there is any maliciousness there. In fact, I get along with them very well. But ultimately, they're looking into building a program service, and they're applying for a relatively substantial grant for that. So, just applying for grants.
Have you had any luck in applying for grants?
Not recently, no.
Has anyone at the home office, national office, offered to write a grant for you, or did John Prophet have any suggestions for
No.
you? Can you tell me when the last time was you met with John Prophet, and did you discuss these issues with him?
Oh, God, I don't remember. I mean, John has been gone for a while now, so I don't think that ever really was. I don't remember.
John's
really
only been gone about a week. I mean, he was gone 3 weeks in August, but then he came back and gave notice.
Writing grants for the affiliate program has never, that's never really been on the table with Pacifica National, as far as I know.
I would agree with you, Ursula, back from the times when the affiliate program, the affiliate stations met annually at NFCB when there were PPB representatives there. That was never a focal point for the affiliates program, and not because it wasn't viable. In my opinion, is because it was not sought as a source of revenue, because at the time there appeared to be a level of revenue coming from stations such that there wasn't a need for additional revenue.
There has been, some discussion among staff about grant writing, but you have to really take the conditions into account. There is no grant writer at Pacifica right now, and there are the network has priorities, you know, in terms of what it needs. And the affiliate program continues to be an income-generating program. So it's not seen as the highest need for, you know, needing financial assistance.
So one of the concepts that you've worked on for almost 3 years, Ursula, has been an underwriting project for the affiliates, and that has not moved forward. Are there other suggestions from task force members that would generate revenue, additional revenue, to support the affiliate program?
This is Robert Diekes. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Mm-hmm. I'm not sure how much this might relate to revenue building, but I would certainly love your ideas about informing our communities here about Pacifica and the resources and then offers. You know, what resources Pacifica has, and I think if we could have, for instance, some presentations on Radio Vieques, and we could probably get this to happen as well on University of Puerto Rico radio station and the one other community radio station in Puerto Rico. Maybe we could share a half-hour program, for instance, by someone. Obviously, it would be best to do this in Spanish. Who could say what is to talk about Pacifica and to talk about what the affiliates program, what are the resources you offer for community radio, for educational projects and programs that could be done through the three community radio stations that exist in Puerto Rico. And we, you know, I'd be more than willing to talk about this with someone else later on and help develop that and help to bring in the University of Puerto Rico radio station and Casa Pueblo, which is in the middle of Puerto Rico, another community station, into this conversation, just to get let more people in Puerto Rico know what Pacifica is, maybe help a little bit, you know, to spread a positive image of you know, the important work that Pacifica has done over the decades. And again, talk specifically about the affiliates project, what it has to offer, and maybe that would, you know, somehow hopefully be mutually beneficial for us here and for the affiliates program.
Thank you, Robert. That's an excellent idea. Would you please check in with Ursula offline on how that might be facilitated?
I'll do that. I'll call. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Could others please mute themselves? I either hear a television or some other conversation in the background. Thank you.
So, Robert, could you tell me one more time what briefly summarize your proposal? Because if you're saying that you're thinking you could talk about the situation of Pacifica on your airwaves, you cannot actually raise money for Pacifica on your airwaves. Can you?
No, that's not the idea. What I'm talking about is basically just promoting Pacifica as an important entity. Considering that Pacifica is in disarray, right? Mm-hmm. Personal, you know, all this administratively and fiscally in a crisis. And so if we can say positive things about Pacifica, that should be good. But also to specifically let people in Puerto Rico know about what the affiliates program is, what it offers, and the resources that are available through the affiliates program, the AudioPort project particularly, you know, what's there. Also to share some of the programming that we create, and this is, I think I mentioned this in an earlier meeting, we'd be more than willing to share some of our, we have a great music program that's produced each week, an hour-long wonderful music program, very well done, and I'm sure we could work on sharing that. and also University of Puerto Rico radio station and the Casa Pueblo radio station, other community radio station in Puerto Rico, may be interested in participating in this conversation. And again, this is the idea to just disseminate information about Pacifica and particularly about the affiliates program and resources available. How this might be converted into an economic project at some point, I don't know, but maybe we'll continue to converse about this and something will come out.
Thank you, Robert. Any other suggestions?
Well, this is Paul in D.C. Does not a PSA, if you will, or a 30-minute promo exist already in Spanish? Maybe produced in California? I don't know. Would anyone know that? Or from Texas? That they use in their areas?
If there isn't one, that may be another opportunity to work with one of the affiliate stations to help produce a PSA of sorts that would help to disseminate more information about the services of the affiliate program and its value to stations who are not yet affiliated with the Pacifica services.
This is Robert again. We'd be more than happy to work with Ursula or someone else that she might suggest who could give us the information. If there's not a Spanish-speaking person who might be able to do that, that we could take the information and translate it. And we have some good production people here who could probably put something together, if not a 30-minute program, maybe a series of capsules or 10 or 15-minute segment about, again, Pacifica and the affiliates program.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Robert.
Other suggestions from task force members?
Well, again, this is Tom in D.C., and I apologize. This is really my first meeting I'm participating in, so I might ask a question I probably should know. I'm looking at the website and I see what these services are that are offered. But from what I gathered from the director's report, did you say $36,000 to $38,000 in fees is still due, or is that what you raised in a year? How much?
Oh no,
the total sum of affiliate fees to Pacifica.
Well, it's hard to say. For the last 5 years or so, or maybe a little bit more, the affiliate program would bring in approximately $250,000 to $260,000 in revenue,
uh-huh.
And anywhere from 50% to 70% of that went to the network and the remainder of that was used to sustain the affiliate program because the affiliate program pays for itself. And now this year, the program brought in around just a little bit over $200,000. So there's been, over the last 3 years, there's been a $50,000 drop. And so it's of great concern. I don't know yet what the we're probably looking at hopefully about the same this year. I would hate to go below $200,000, but I don't know. We have to see how things shake down. But it is of really serious concern. But right now, I would still like to project it's $200,000. For the year,
okay.
The amount I quoted at the beginning is how much we've taken in this past month and a half in the initial fees because the fiscal year starts October 1st, so these are fees being paid at the onset of the first quarter of the fiscal year.
Now and so for this whatever the the station at whatever level can pay. They get audio ports. They get a server, an internet server. Is that correct? And there's a third thing that they get. But
no, they don't get a server. No.
Go ahead.
Essentially it's a program service which includes all programs distributed through AudioPort, which come from Pacifica, they come from Pacifica stations, they come from affiliate stations, and they come from independent producers. So there's a whole lot of different sources that are contributing programming to AudioPort.
Now and Free Speech Radio News and Letters in Politics and these national programs?
Right. The Free Speech Radio News, they don't get anymore. No.
Okay.
They can get Democracy Now, and they have access to all the archives, you know, whatever the archives can give them, they have access to archives. And they can stream the satellite. The satellite streams through AudioPort as well. And recently we made an arrangement where they can stream the Tom Hartman show in real time for 3 hours because it's a call-in show.
That's a call-in show. Okay, I was going to ask.
Yeah.
Call-in show. Okay.
Yeah. So it's a pretty large variety of programs that they have access to through Pacifica. They also, if Pacifica has a national special, they have access to that because they can stream the satellite.
There's
a tremendous amount of liaison services that are provided because people, they don't join the network just to get programs, they join it to be part of a network. So, you know, in any given day, there's all sorts of phone calls or emails wanting assistance with something or knowing where to find somebody or help with, you know, documents for building a station or, you know, all the kind of administrative assistance and liaison services that go with that. And then they also, you know, have the ability to distribute programs to other stations.
I see.
So they're paying to be part of a network as well as, you know, to receive programs.
And given all that, it still only raised $200,000 last year. I mean, there's a lot of affiliates and, I mean, do you think maybe they just don't know the variety of programming, or does the programming have to be bent to, someone who said earlier, money and news, national news, some sort of, harkening back. I don't know the Tom Hartman show, unfortunately. I'm ignorant of that. I remember Larry Bensky's, Living Room show and loved it, and the fact that he did so many national broadcasts of important hearings on Capitol Hill and things like that. And I don't know if Pacifica is attempting to replicate that or.
The Tom Hartman is a program that used to be on Air America. It used to be it's a national call-in show. And when Air America ended, I worked with him to make the programming available to Pacifica affiliates.
Okay.
And I think it airs on Los Angeles, too. I think they made an arrangement at KPFK as well. And so it's just a progressive, relatively labor-oriented program that he does a three-hour call-in show every day. And a number of people are really interested in that program.
Tom, do you have specific suggestions on how to build more services for the affiliates? That's what we're addressing now.
Well, I'm thinking part of it may be the marketing of the services that that people don't know what the availability or the variety. I mean, just these liaison services sounds like hand holding of people to get them involved and. You know, and that involves some teaching and mentoring and all that is, a personalized service. That's fairly, customized. It's I'm thinking in the, you know, in the commercial world, this stuff is priced quite, you know, below market, so to speak. You know, obviously in the community world, it's, you know, you get what you can, you know, you pay what you can afford, I guess. But
well, I think that's partly true, but I think it's a little bit misleading the way you're characterizing it, because it's really, you know, it's more than, I think that partly has to do with kind of maybe a little bit lack of understanding about the nature of the network. It's a network. Yeah. You know, these are not inferiors, you know, who are being told how to do radio. This is a network. So the people in the network are contributing to the, you know, the robustness and the resources of the network, as well as Pacifica. It's a reciprocal relationship. Okay. So I hear what you're saying, but it's not exactly what's happening. You know, what they're paying for is to participate in a network. And these stations kind of play a dual role of being allies and assistants as well as clients. It's a happy ambiguity which works for everybody. And we should be very, very happy that we have that. As far as the finances go, I mean, as far as outreach, this is an incredibly successfully marketed program. Like I said, we get about 5 new affiliates a month right now, and we do not, you know, and we do that without trying. They come to us. We don't go to them. And I, given the kind of resources my office has, I don't think we could handle a more rapid rate of growth, you know, with the kind of staffing we have here. In terms of its outreach, it's a very successful program. The financial part is simply this. I mean, we are working in a medium that is struggling, that is in experiencing incredible financial crisis. And quite frankly, the affiliate program is very often doing better than the Pacifica stations in terms of bringing in money. You know, so so I'm not saying that to be critical of Pacifica stations, because believe me, I am 100% in support of my colleagues at these stations. I'm just saying it is very, very hard. You know, all of this is very, very hard for everybody. And the affiliates are, you know, you're talking about very small, you know, nonprofit organizations in an increasingly conservative country. And it's a matter of resources, you know. It's a matter of there's almost no affiliates that I know that would not want to be paying us more. All of them can when they do. I mean, do when they can. Everybody is struggling financially. You know, I mean, our stations are struggling financially. It's a fact that our media is facing. And I think the two affiliates on the call, you know, would say they know what I'm talking about, as well as all of you who are associated with Pacifica stations. This is a problem everybody's sharing.
No doubt.
You know, so...
Yeah.
Thank you. Are there others who are wanting to contribute suggestions to this topic?
This is Teresa. I'd like to say something.
Yes, Teresa.
Okay. I was very much in support of us moving ahead with the underwriting project, not for our sister stations, but for our affiliates. And this was brought up, and it was supported by our executive director at the time, John Proffitt, and it was voted down by the PNB. The PNB asked Ursula and John to get additional information so we could consider it again. Ursula, can you tell us the status on that situation? Did you work this out with John Proffitt before he left? Because I certainly sent him a letter. I sent him a list of things that I was hoping he would resolve before he left, and this was one of them.
I don't know the status of it. I can't tell you. I'm sorry. I don't know.
Did you talk to him about it before he left?
Well, I submitted the information that was requested. That's all I can say. I don't know.
Okay. Well, there are two directors. Adriana, I believe, voted against it. If Adriana has any questions about that program, I hope that she will, ask these questions. I think this is something that the affiliates want. They really want it. And
yeah, my perception of it at this point is that it's not something that is, a top priority for the PNB. I shouldn't speak for anybody, but
I don't want to take money from the affiliates and give them to anything else. We have an obligation to take our money from our clients and give them services. And if you feel that these services are jeopardized or the quality of the services that we offer our clients, then the Pacifica National Board needs to address that.
Can I be on the stack to speak to this issue?
Janice, I'll go on the stack too then.
Okay. No, I didn't recognize the voice of who asked to be on the stack. I'm sorry.
It's Chandra, Janice.
Oh, yes, please. And then Ursula, and then I'd like to follow you, Ursula, with a suggestion.
Okay. I would just like to say...
Sorry. Adriana Forrestaca, then, please. Thank you.
Yes, Adriana.
Okay, I would just like to say that I was involved in surveying several affiliate stations when the idea first came up of doing this. And all of them responded favorably to the idea. They all liked the idea. They thought... beneficial to their stations.
Excuse me, Chandra. Could I ask the person who has a cold or is coughing to please mute themselves?
Sorry, that's me. I'll mute myself.
Okay. They all responded very favorably. They thought it would be very beneficial to their stations that the affiliates could work collectively and cooperatively, and that they could maybe buy insurance together and supplies because they could get bulk rates, and then they could also get this the other things they that this kind of group affiliation would result in, and at no cost to Pacifica, absolutely no cost. So I think now that Pacifica is in such dire straits financially, and anybody that's on the PNB knows this, that I implore our Pacifica affiliate directors to go back to the PNB and urge them to reconsider this, because Ursula doesn't have insurance. The national office can't function. They can't pay our bills. And the KPFK staff was cut in half. And it goes down the line. At every station, there are problems because of the financial situation within Pacifica. They're talking about mortgaging one of the buildings, KPFK possibly, KPFA possibly, and WBAI. They are struggling because they have a $25,000 a month transmitter bill at the Empire State Building, and they're over $200,000 due on that. The foundation owes Amy Goodman over $2 million. There are legal fees outstanding. I mean, we're talking about really serious financial circumstances, and Pacifica could possibly go into receivership or bankruptcy. And then the foundation would fail, or somebody could take it over, and we don't know who would end up managing it. It could be somebody that doesn't share the mission of Pacifica.
Point of information?
And so this is really scary. So I just want to say that, I really support this this program, and I hope the affiliates will, you know, I hope this will be reconsidered and reintroduced.
Thank you, Chandra. There's a point of information, and then we'll go to the rest of the stack. Adriana, what's your point of information?
I will ask the chair, please, to ask the people that asked to talk, please to talk about things that they know. We cannot keep using, everybody is worrying about Pacifica money, but we are using this, that is a Pacifica Foundation paid communication, to spread things that we think that somebody told us. Half truth means half lies. Please, we need to be careful before we spread. We use the money of Pacifica to spread things that are not exactly like that.
Thank this you, Adriana.
Thank you.
I will ask the rest of the people on the stack to please consider the questions or comments that you're providing, and unless you are stating a fact, to refrain from making statements for which you have not specifically first-person information on the item that you are sharing.
To my knowledge, all that I stated was factually accurate.
Alan for the stack.
Thank you. I think, Teresa, you are after Ursula.
Thank you. Ursula.
I appreciate what you're saying, Adriana, and I just want to clarify that I am not saying in this meeting that I have any indication that the services which I express concern about are currently in jeopardy. I have had no indication of that. What I'm saying is that since this is the affiliates task force, I think that, you know, I would ask that this task force bring into focus what this, you know, what the needs are of this program in order to function, and to, you know, I don't know exactly what the right word for it is, but to take stock and to, you know, to just to be aware of it. I guess that's what I'm saying here at this point.
Thank you, Ursula.
Teresa's
next, and then I'm after Teresa, and then Adriana asked to be on the stack after me.
Well, I have a couple questions. Did you tell us how much money did you collect in the last fiscal year before the end of September? Did you collect $190,000 from our clients?
$200,000
last year, and you're hoping to collect $190,000 this year.
Well, I'm hoping for $200,000 again this year.
All right, thank you very much. Okay, I had a question for Chandra. You said that you surveyed affiliates, and you said they expressed an interest in utilizing their strengths, and you said something about insurance. I'm assuming you're meaning that somehow they had hoped that working as a co-op or working as a group, they could get lower rates in purchasing and insurance, you're saying?
Exploring the possibility of doing that, yes.
Okay. All right, thank you. That's all I need. So I do want to reiterate for Ursula, I think that we should apply for grants. And if there is anyone on the call who has experience with applying for grants, I would like them to come forward, get a hold of Ursula, and talk to her about how we could possibly apply for some grants. And I think, Ursula, I would like you to get a hold of the interim executive director and discuss with her the means of approaching either big donors to support the affiliates or if she has any suggestions for applying for grants to help our program. And I certainly, I hope you'll also bring up the issue of the underwriting project. I do not want it swept under the rug. It should probably be back on the agenda and voted upon, especially with the information that you gave John Prophet, which incidentally I have not seen.
Thank you, Teresa.
Nancy on the stack, please.
Okay, I'm next, then Adriana, then Nancy. I'll make this really brief, particularly as it's 8:48, and we are expected to conclude our call in like 12 minutes. My suggestion, Ursula, and I could talk to you more offline, is the possibility of actually receiving written statements from the affiliates who are interested in participating in the joint underwriting project and include their desire for such services to be made available to them and present that information, those requests for services, to the PNB.
Great idea.
Adriana, you are next, and then Nancy.
Thank you. First of all, I want to really tell Ursula that really I appreciate your work. And I believe that sometimes we have different of opinions or we see things in different ways. The only thing that worries me, I'm doing my best, and I hope that every director is doing exactly that, doing their best to control the little things that they can. I think that this foundation is really have difficulties, but I think that we are creating a general hysteria that is not true. And I think that the purpose, various purposes. One of them is politics. We are close to elections, and that's the way that they're being played. I know that, Ursula, you're working really hard. I know that you like the underwritten project that you present to the PNB. The PNB, you know that we are in a democracy. We have the majority in this country, in this foundation, is the one that decides. I personally, you know, I'm not for underwriting because I think I told you before it's a slippery slope. We are talking here about only affiliates when we know that some stations, and Teresa, you know that firsthand, are using underwriting even when we are saying that we are not. I believe that that doesn't belong to me. I don't believe that I have all the answers. I believe that our listeners elect us, and the listeners are the ones that need to decide this issue. I'm sorry, I'm against that, but like I said, I'm willing to listen if the majority think in a different way. What I don't like is using the airwaves to create a general hysteria, like I said, because it really is not productive that work against us and against the foundation. I know that you like the underwriting program, and I really am willing to revisit that. But like I said, in the meantime, you know, it's a majority. The foundation is the one that makes the decision till the listeners make a different decision. Okay? Thank you, Ursula.
Janice, can I
respond, Janice, or on the stack?
Could you do it quickly so that we can get Nancy's comments before our time is up?
Sure, sure. Adriana, I appreciate what you said, and I appreciate what you said about me. I do want you to understand that this, for me, I am not raising the joint underwriting issue here. This has been expressed by other people in the meeting. But I understand your reservations about it. I understand the PNB's reservation about it. And I have moved on personally. I'm fine with the fact that the PNB is not comfortable with this project right now. So I understand. Okay? That's not my concern. Now, facing a $30,000 surgery bill without insurance and no notice, that is, you know, I'm sorry, that's not hysteria. That's a very serious situation for me, I appreciate what you're saying. I think it's important as well not to raise hysteria, and I will keep that in mind.
and I apologize for anything in this meeting that I've done to contribute it. But I've also seen over the years that I've been an extremely compliant and cooperative and very often silent employee, and I've watched damage being done in many ways. And so at this point, I am just respectfully asking that this affiliate committee understand the basic needs of this program in order to survive. That's all. And to not let that go unknown. Beyond that, that's all I have to say. But the rest, I expect your opinion. I expect to respect the opinion of the board, and I'm fine with that. I have let that go.
Thank you, Ursula. Nancy?
Yes. Ursula said that the affiliates stations and the major stations are all having similar problems about money, but also they're interested in news. And I think there's news out there that's really, really important, and it's not really getting enough coverage. And I think we need to talk about H.R. 676. This is in the U.S. House, Federal House. It's a bill. It expands Medicare from the sperm to the worm, so everybody's covered, and you don't have to wait till 65. It will control the pricing. It will say it's more cost efficient. It'll save $6 trillion in the first year, or sometimes they say different figures, but it's going to do away with all the clerical and administrative costs of the Aetna, AIG, United, all these healthcare insurance for-profit
industry.
Excuse
me, Nancy, could you get to the point, please?
Yes, so this news is not known because corporate-sponsored media does not talk about it. But I think we had today on KPFT on Politics Done Right, we had Dr. Robert Zarr, Z-A-R-R, and he's president of the physicians it's a national group in the United States for a universal health care or single payer, which is H.R. 676. And this will cover everybody, documented, undocumented, visitors. I mean, this is like other countries, normal countries of the world have. So we need to tell our affiliates, speakers that talk about this. There's a national nurses group, and actually when people are polled, they like this. They like it very much. And this will alleviate a lot of debt to Pacifica, all these luxurious and expensive medical insurance for only a few. And we have lots of programmers and lots of board members who have zilch, okay? So, I mean, this is what this will help the people and the community. This is news that we should get out.
Thank you. It's 8:56, and we're scheduled to end in 4 minutes. Are there any other comments to share before we reach adjournment?
I would like, this is Alan, I would like to suggest that we meet on November 17th. I would suggest a Thursday, but you never can tell when the national board will plan a meeting, and I don't want our meeting bumped. So I do know that the affiliates had November 17th scheduled, but we have foregone that meeting, and each of the members of the Archives has canceled that meeting on the 17th. That's the beginning of their drive. And each member of the Archives Task Force, in lieu of that meeting, has promised 1 hour of time to approach people about that fund drive. So that meeting is free, so perhaps we'd like to meet on that Tuesday. If it's agreeable to people, I do not see anything else on KPFTX.
Are there any objections to meeting on Tuesday, November the 15th?
I think it's the 17th.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was looking at the wrong calendar. On Tuesday, November 17th. Hearing no objections, then the minutes will reflect that we will meet on Tuesday, November 17th. We will ask Otis to list that
as soon as humanly possible, and also send them, I will work with you, Teresa, to send the message out to the task force members immediately so that they can place that on their calendar and have sufficient time to plan to attend.
Okay.
Is there a motion for adjournment?
I'd like to, this is Nancy, is it possible that each of us go back to our boards and kind of confirm who members are on this and who have no longer on it, so we don't have such a long time to roll call, calling all those names of people that are never attended?
Nancy, I would say for the record that sometimes those people do attend and that the list was received from Janet Colburn, the Pacifica secretary, and
this year?
That's my understanding. I may be wrong.
I will go through the list, and I will personally attempt to reach the people who have not. There are about five people who've never attended a meeting, and I will attempt to reach them and get them to put in writing that they don't want to be on the task force.
Or get them to come, either way.
Thank you.
One or the other. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Is there anything else before I accept the motion for adjournment?
Is it possible to see a list of the task force or the emails?
You should be able to see the list on KPFTX.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
On the calendar.
Thomas, I'm not sure if I have your contact information. So after this meeting is over, if you'll stay on the line, I will try to get it.
Teresa, I can send it to you, so you don't have to say it off on the air.
Yeah. No,
okay. That right. Sounds good. Is there a motion for adjournment?
I still
Alan. Move. Alan. Okay. Thomas O'Rourke moves to adjourn.
Yes.
And Alan seconds. Well, we are adjourned without objection. Thank you so much for the very in-depth and lively conversation and input. Thank you. Good night.
Thank you. Good night.
Thank you. Thanks, everybody. Thank you, Steve.
Thank you, Janice.
Thank you, Robert.
Thank you, Ursula. Bye.
Thank you, everybody.